Hello, Tarianne and everybody.
Well, hello everyone in podcast land. So we've decided to talk about cause and effect today. One of the hardest topics, I would say, for me to discuss. What do you
think? Yeah, I think it's going to be us trying to work it out.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. We're going to try and work it out. So, Liz and I were discussing a little bit on Nisargadatta Maharaj's first line of one of his books that says karma is inert, and karma means action. So action is inert. So we always see karma as we did something. So now here's X. And yet he says karma is inert. So
brain's gone.
Wow.
Already.
It's just mind-blowing to hear that action is inert. So we were discussing in the last podcast that, you know, there's the vertical. And as I sit here, I decided to be outside today here, and sitting in the vertical, and everything appears inert. There's movement.
See a cat moving.
And just the total experience of what is. And I think synchronicity is really important to bring in. Everything is operating synchronistically. I mean, you can say life is chaotic, right? But everything is doing what it's doing. There's plants growing. There's people moving. There's a car. You know, when you look at traffic, everyone's in their line. I mean, how does all that occur, right? It's not just that we sit around saying every action I take. Can you imagine how stressful it would be? Every action I take, I'd have to control.
Yeah.
You'd have to have absolute control over every action. That means into the horizontal mind. So the horizontal mind says, if I do this, then that's going to happen. I've got to assess it. I've got to take every step. I've got to know how to do everything. But that's not how we live. I don't sit around saying, I'm going to make a cup of coffee. How am I going to do it? I go and my hands start operating. They just start doing it. So when I slow down, each action is going to get to something, but the action is inert. Wow.
Yeah, brain. Ah.
Yeah, ah, exactly. Ah.
It's a summary.
Okay. So when I'm in the vertical and there's no, I think often when we translation, especially when you think of para, is that my actions are going to produce something. So we've talked about this before, Eloise, that somebody would say, well, if you're telling me this is what's going to happen in my life, then I'm not going to do anything, or I'm not going to, my favorite one is, I'm just going to spend all my money. And you know, the first thought is, well, is that what you want to do? And if you're going to do it, you'll do it. But if you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. I mean, at some point, spending all the money could be really silly.
Yeah.
Right? So we appear, because we have the sacrifice card in the major arcana, and that's the Hanged Man. And the sacrifice card is one of the, you know, the great advancements of humanity. We were able to sacrifice today something that would benefit us in the future. So it appears there's action.
Yeah.
It appears there's action. But the action is inert because we have no idea what will happen. So if there's, right? Then there's another paradox, is why did the tarot reading come true? Well, I think it's synchronicity. If you're a synchronistically, you will be in this certain space. So let's say you're a certain way, you attract a certain type of partner, and the next partner will be a different body, a different history, but energetically the same kind of person. They'll treat you the same way, have the same interactions. So if you're not in the vertical and you're in the horizontal, it always appears that your actions are doing something and that you could do something to change what will go on.
Yeah, the course of destiny.
And yet,
I have control.
Change constantly occurs, right?
Yeah.
Went on vacation, came back, and, you know, evening came on, and I noticed, oh my goodness, the days are getting shorter already.
Yeah. They have no control over that.
No. But was there an action for this vegetation? There's only apparent action, but just doing what it does. So action become inert. I think that's something that's experiential only in the vertical.
Yeah.
So there's this constant changing and it appears there's action going on, but our actions are inert. And we're so, then you could also bring in that we're so attached to our actions.
Mm.
Shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done it this way. I should have done it another way. And I would have changed the outcome.
Yeah.
Yet, is the change of my action? I realized something, yeah. Eloise, I just realized something.
Yeah.
If I change my action, it doesn't change me.
No, it just changes, right? Your thought.
Yes, yeah, so when you changes your thought, you think your thought or the way you do something, and you think that is what's different, but it's something that shifts within you.
Yeah.
Or within myself. So just like this just happened right now, there was a shift in my understanding.
Yeah. And
then the apparent view of the world and actions look different. For example, when I was younger, by so many things, I thought if I changed my way of doing things, how I acted, the way things, that I was going to change the outcome of my relationships or the outcome of, you know, what I was doing in life. I just thought that would happen. None of that works. None of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. It still, no matter what action I took, had the same outcome.
And yet we need to take action. We can't sit on our bottoms and do nothing. So. Yeah,
but those are inert.
Yeah.
Because they
we're
have.
Still always doing something.
We are. Right? We're always doing something.
I'm breathing.
Yes. But I was just thinking that every time I changed so that I would produce a different result, it never produced a different result.
Yeah, true.
It never did. I would keep mutating myself, changing myself, how I acted, how I spoke, how I did something. And it never changed the outcome. Never. Mm-hmm. That was one of my big realizations at 32 years old. Every action I was taking did not change the result. The result remained the same. But when I started shifting from the vertical, and I started shifting how I viewed the world, then everything appeared to change for me.
Mm.
Now that's really hard to explain too, right?
Yeah.
What do I mean when I say that? Well, it goes back to what you said. It's the thoughts, right? So the thoughts are inert. They're meaningless. Yet we have so much attachment to them.
Yeah.
And we think that's going to change something. And we think our action is going to change something, and it doesn't. It's really the understanding that it's all inert.
Mm. Yes.
I'm having a little freak out here. Like I'm having my own revelation. What's going on? I'm just seeing, oh, none of my actions will change anything, right? Like even a diet, you go on a diet, you lose weight.
On a diet, you lose weight,
you gain it back, right?
On a diet, loses weight, and
they do, they continue on the same vein. It wasn't the diet. It wasn't the diet. Something acted for them. So two people have the same disease, let's say diabetes. One, some realization, and they no longer eat damaging foods. And someone else doesn't. Yeah, they're prescribed the same insulin amount. One is able to actually heal it and no longer have diabetes. What's the difference between those two people? It's not the action. Something else shifts within.
Yeah.
And you're no longer, let's say, attached to a sugary food, or you're no longer attached to what food means. We had a group yesterday in self-inquiry, and we did food, you know, and you could just see all of our different attachments to food. Whether someone was skinny or whether they were gaining weight, or, you know, whether they're obsessed with food or afraid of food, or food means I'm going to gain weight or I shouldn't eat any food, or whatever the idea is that someone has, those things are meaningless. Whether you change the action won't do anything. You're still afraid of food. We're no longer afraid of food. It's just food. It's just there. There's no action. There's just I'm eating or I'm not eating. The actions are inert. But once we go into the horizontal, we think the actions have an impact on us. And then they apparently do. You get fat. Times do people ask, how come this person is so skinny and they, you know, they can eat whatever they want? Is it just metabolism?
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Like, yeah. I mean, I might have shared before, I did a water fast last summer and I didn't do it to lose weight, but I was surprised that I didn't lose any weight.
Right.
I didn't eat for a week and yet my body was like, no, I'm not losing any weight.
No.
It was fascinating.
It is fascinating.
So then your digestive system had a rest. Like the reasons why I did it was perfect and my body healed a lot. But yeah.
Sorry. Yes, so there's the paradox, right? So the action is inert for losing weight, but the action did something else. And yet it's inert. How is it inert? How was your action inert?
Yeah,
it's really interesting to look at karma as inert. Because when the horizontal mind comes in, we think, okay, I have this karma that is horrible. And, you know, now I'm paying it back. And yet, reading Nisargadatta, it's like, well, it's inert. It's only thinking it's going to do something. Right. So now I'm thinking about people who are obsessed by past lives. So if they got a past life, get it not as a healing process that now you've realized that it can heal the body mind. Instead, it becomes the very thing that the mind hooks onto to say, that's why I have all these problems in my life. There's cause and effect. But it's inert. It's just there. I mean, if you think about, okay, so I'm in healing since I was 4 years old, been doing healing and observing things that needed to be healed. So that's healing me as well.
Yeah.
Seeing past lives from, let's say, 40 to 50 years ago. And still, I can get a session and there's a past life impacting me.
Yeah.
So I don't care about it when I don't know about it. Then it comes through and you're like, really? That was in the Oh, that was in there. Okay. So there must be more. Like, it's not over, is it?
No, until it is.
Right. So it's basically inert. Doing anything. Like, the tree is growing or plants are growing or whatever. They're not actively doing anything. There's apparent action, but it just is. Wow, it's so complex, eh?
Yeah.
You can't be in the horizontal mind to understand this. You go in the vertical and it's logical.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that there's no action. There is none. Yeah. Right now there's no. Well, actually my birds started moving and chirping. But what is that? Like, yeah, just bizarre. So I can feel myself going into the horizontal mind trying to explain it. If I stay in the vertical, there is just movement. But in the horizontal mind, why is he moving? Why is he doing this? So he just heard a vehicle moving and he got all skinny. So he's frightened. So the horizontal mind says that. But when you go in the vertical, there are just things happening.
Yeah.
That's so weird, eh?
It is so weird.
It's weird. It's a good thing to think about because it really helps us to, you know, even now I watch myself go from vertical to horizontal really quickly. You know, so going from vertical to accessing information from the past that I think is causation. I assume it was the car. Maybe it was something else that bugged him.
Yeah.
And so that might not be correct. Or doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
The actions are inert. Does nothing.
Yeah.
Strange. Well, it'd be interesting to hear what people say about that. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of, well, you know, my actions, if I eat something, I start digesting and this happens and that happens. And only thinking there's causation because you have no idea what synchronistically is occurring in your belly.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I mean, now my mind is going wild thinking about our little assumptions about life and what's going on and how many possible synchronistically going on. It could be air pressure. It could be how fast you ate. It could be, and all of those things can be a combination of what's going on. But when you're in the vertical, everything is inert. It just is. Am I making sense?
Yes. And no, like, I mean, it's a lot to wrap your brain around.
But if we're wrapping our brain around it, we're in the vertical, right?
Yeah.
And we're missing a huge part of the entirety of being fully self-realized or in the entirety of existence. So it's almost like being, right now, it's like being a little kid that doesn't know if you hide behind a blanket that you've gone behind the blanket, they think you've disappeared. It feels like that right now, that everything is just appearing. So a head just appeared, a car just appeared. So there's no, it's like there's no causation to the movement.
Yeah, it's just happening, unfolding.
And I get the sense of I can perceive appears. Right, that movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, and the Native American touches the third eye of his people so they could see the ship because they'd never seen ships before. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
That I'm looking around. I mean, I'm in my backyard now you know, and it's a very typical Montreal backyard. You've got an alley, you can see all the balconies, you know, we call it Balconville, you know, Balconyville.
Right.
You know, and you just see everybody and everything. And then let's say my husband comes out and he says, oh, and he's looking at something. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he points at it, he describes it, and it appears for me, but I had never seen it before.
Oh, so
even
yeah.
Now I look around and go, what don't I see? Like, what are the tons of things I cannot see right now?
Yeah.
It's so mind-blowing to be pointed at something. And I've been looking intensely. Like, I sit here quite a bit. You know, yeah. It's cooler. Or I take a little bit of sun or whatever I do back here with my birdie. And I'm looking at everything. Gosh, I'm staring at everything right now as I speak to everyone. And I know my husband could come out and say, oh, there's this. And I would go, wow, that just appeared. It just appeared. It wasn't there before.
Yeah.
I sit out here way more than he does. Way more.
Yeah.
I sit out here, you know, hours longer than he does. And yet he comes out, pointing, and I go, wow, I've been here forever. And my preferences or my limitations see what I want to see. His limitations see what he likes to see.
Yeah.
The structure of a building or a brick, or he looks at a tree and I look at a tree and I see the sort of this thing, but he goes into detail in the tree. There were things growing in this particular tree, and I said, oh, look what's growing over there. It's just like they appeared overnight. He said, they've been appearing for weeks now. And I didn't see it. And I'm like, really? You know, it would make sense because they'd grown about 5 inches. So, you know, like little leaves and plants and seeds for another tree to grow. Ah, fascinating. You know, fascinating. I'm looking around now just kind of, wow, how much am I missing? In the
of what appears.
Yeah, the appearance of things. Oh, three things just appeared I hadn't seen before. Yeah, three things appeared. And I go, wow, I've never seen those things before.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I hope you will sit around and think about this and realize that the vertical mind is just paranoid of action and trying to control everything when it's just all there. It's just there.
Yeah, we've probably fried everyone's brains nicely.
Yes, and also I know that possibly you'll think, yeah, but then I'll do nothing. You can't. That's one thing I used to say to people, I dare you to try. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
But you're still going to contact me or not contact me, or somebody's going to pick you up from where you're not doing anything because you haven't paid your rent. And they'll dump you out of the house. And doing will happen. Yeah. And you'll call it cause and effect. You'll call it that. But is it really?
Yeah. No.
Is it really? I mean, in the horizontal mind, if I just sit here and do nothing, well, eventually somebody will come and move me.
Yeah.
Because I've paid my bills or done something. You know, these actions that are inert that appear to cause something.
Mm.
Amazing. Amazing. It's really, I feel myself shifting from the vertical than in the horizontal vertical. We live in this freakish paradox.
Yeah, everything is a paradox. It's crazy.
Yeah, we just live here. And we stress over what appears to be causation.
Yeah.
And now I could say my bird's chirping because he wants to go in, or he's chirping because he wants me to do something. But I mean, I absolutely don't know what he wants. I don't know what he wants. He's just chirping. I could say he's telling me time for us to end the podcast. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But he's just
like, chirping. Oh, they fried their brains already. Shut up.
Oh, okay, well, with a fried brain, we go off and say adieu to everyone in podcast land. and hope that we have caused some stimulation to your perceptions of the world.
Yeah, and if you've got questions, give us a shout.
Exactly. Thanks, Eloise.
Yeah, thanks. Bye, everyone.
Bye.